Eddie Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol Jesus 911. Retired Los Angeles Deputy Sheriff, retired LA County Nurse, Jess and Anita, Tobias and Sarah. Good morning, all you out there in VMP.
Good morning, listeners. It's good to be here again.
This is going to be an uplifting show, Anita, because on Fridays we talk obviously about spiritual warfare, but this Friday and with spiritual warfare, let's not forget as Catholics, it doesn't always focus on the diabolical. Okay, we're going to be focusing now on positive aspects as well of spiritual warfare, about how to protect yourself.
About yes, and in this day and age, we need that uplifting.
Exactly.
We need that hope.
Yes. And so today, we got a good program. We're going to be talking about the role of guardian angels in our life. And I know we're having a little problem with the cameras here, but so just say it. We'll say a prayer to St. Michael, in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll do it in English, then Latin. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Santi Michele Arcangele, defendi nos in praelio, contra nequitium et insidiis diabolis o presidium, impedit illi Deus supplices et precamur tuque, princeps militiae celestis, satanam aliosque, spiritus malignus, quia perdicionem humanum prerogato in mundo, divina virtute, inferna dutute. Amen.
Nomini Patri Filii Spiritu Sancti. Amen.
Amen.
So what's, we just came from Holy Mass right now. It's the first Friday of the month.
Yeah, and this is the day that we honor as Catholics, the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And that devotion was brought forth to St. Mary, Margaret Mary Alacoque. And there were the 12 promises spoken to her from Jesus. And today we're on our ninth promise.
So what is the ninth promise?
The ninth promise is, I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. Yeah, that's the most...
Say it one more time. I want to hear it again.
Okay. I will bless the homes in which the image of my Sacred Heart shall be exposed and honored. And this is a very easy condition to fulfill, of you. You just buy the Sacred Heart of Jesus picture from the Catholic bookstore. And
have it blessed.
You have it blessed, absolutely, and place in the prominent place in your home.
Done.
And then you could play. You could pray the prayer as you you put it on your hang it your motto, your prominent place. You say, "Bless my home as you promise. I honor your Sacred Heart image displayed in my home." So you want to do that. And Jesse and I, we have our Sacred Heart of Jesus, and I want to thank my mother-in-law, who rest in peace, has. Was given to us when we were dating.
That's right.
I even have a picture, which I'll post after the show, the picture of me and my husband as a dating couple and the Sacred Heart of Jesus just right behind us. It just so happened my sister-in-law, I know I've shared this with you already before, my sister-in-law who just happened to take a picture of us, and we were standing beside the Sacred Heart of Jesus, or in front of, to the right, the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Not a coincidence.
Not a coincidence. And that's the same picture my mother-in-law gave us.
It's followed us everywhere we've lived.
Thank you,
too.
Lucy. We love you.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Pray for us. That picture's followed us everywhere. And I could feel a sense of protection in my house because of that promise.
Yeah.
Jesus is, wherever the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that image, and it's blessed by a priest and it's in the house in a prominent place, it brings blessings and graces to the house. And boy, oh boy, do we need it in this day and age.
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's get right into the ministry of guardian angels. There's 20 things that angels do for us. And we're going to go through all 20 because this is spiritual warfare, but on the positive side. And the only thing I want to say is, think about this. Everything an angel can do for us, these positive things, remember, demons can do the opposite. So also kind of keep that in mind. If an angel can do these things for us, then the demon is trying to do the opposite at all times.
Yeah, and just to dumb it down a little bit, what's the definition of an angel? An angel is a messenger. So
let's pray to our guardian angel.
Let's call it. We can do that in Latin also.
I don't know it in Latin. I know it in English. You know it in Latin?
The guardian angel.
Oh yeah, that we do know in Latin. Okay.
I think my.
Oh yeah, we do know in Latin.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, we do.
Let's pray in Latin.
Okay.
You're the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Spirit.
Amen.
Angela Dei, qui cursus et me, me tibi comissum, pietate superna, hodie illumina custodi, rege et guberna. Amen. What did we just say? We said, Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom the love of God commits us here, be ever this day at our side, to light, to guard, to rule, and to guide. Here's
in the
a principle,
name of the Father, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I think a quick principle before we start on these 20 things that angels can do for us, it's the principle that Father Ripperger always teaches. He always says that demons go where they are. Angels go where they're called, and demons go where they're not resisted. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Angels come whenever they are called. Demons come whenever they're not resisted. That's a principle in spiritual warfare taught by exorcists. But let's jump in.
And early in the morning, we got to call in our demons.
To start the day.
Yeah, to start the day.
Yeah, to our angel, you said.
Yeah, excuse me. Our angel. I'm sorry.
I caught you.
Oh, yeah,
and
you
at
did.
Night,
I'm glad. That's what we're here for.
Right. And at night, we got to call our angel before we go to bed.
Our guardian angel, absolutely.
So my wife and myself, that's one of the, in the morning, we do the angel, guardian angel prayer. And in the evening, sometimes throughout the day, when we jump in the car, we'll drive, say, hey, let's pray to our guardian angel.
Yes.
But let's get right into it, Anita.
Yeah, okay. So, let me see. Imagine this article that we're going to
lean on
is from Stephen Beale. And he says, the writer says, imagine you had a bodyguard who was always with you. He did all the usual bodyguard things like protecting you from danger, warding off assailants, and generally keeping you safe in all situations. But he also did more than this. He offered you moral guidance, helped you become a stronger person, and led you to your ultimate calling in life. We don't have to imagine it. We already have such a bodyguard. Christian tradition calls them guardian angels.
Amen.
Their existence is supported by Scripture, and both Catholics and Protestants believe them. But too often we neglect to tap this great spiritual resource. In order to better enlist the aid of guardian angels, it might help to have a better appreciation of what they can do for us. Here are 20 things that we're going to start off
that with. Angels do for us.
That angels do for us.
Again, but by the same token, let's not forget, it stands to reason that the fallen angels, demons, do the opposite for us or against us. So let's keep that in mind, too.
Yep.
So let me mention the first thing that a guardian angel, the ministry of a guardian angel does, they ward off demons, number one. And this is taught by St. Thomas of Aquinas in the Summa Theologica. Sometimes we visualize a moral decision making as a debate between a bad angel whispering in one ear and a good angel speaking wisely in the other. You see that in cartoons, by the way. There is a truth to this. According to St. Thomas of Aquinas, one of the roles of guardian angels is to fight off demons. And I can also tell you, from having talking to some high-level exorcists, they also say that the devil assigns a demon to everybody. Just like God assigns, we'll get into that, he assigns an angel to every one of us. There's a debate as to when, but the fact of the matter is, that's the first job assignment. They go 10-8, they go on duty, the angels, to ward off demons. And that's why you have to call them, because they're waiting right there. They're saying, Jess, Anita, call me.
Call me.
You just woke up. It's like, call me. You're driving a car. Call me. You're going to bed at night. Call me. They're waiting. Again,
we have to keep them employed. Let's not unemploy them. We got to keep them employed every moment of the day. Every action you take, just call in your guardian angel.
Quick prayer. It's a quick prayer.
Absolutely.
You can just say in your own words, guardian angel, be with me. That's it.
Right.
You're going to get on the plane. Guardian angel, protect me. Whatever. You could fire off a quick one.
Yeah, and I just want to just share. I'm sure many of you know this because you are all smart listeners, and I
high
information cast. That's why you're listening to our show.
That's right.
But you know the choirs of angels. Let me read them off to you. A lot of people don't know what they are and where our guardian angel lies in this list of angels. If you have the seraphim, the cherubim, the thrones, the dominions, virtues,
five,
powers, four, archangels, principalities and nine angels. That's where at the very lowest our guardian angel is there.
Yeah, there's a rank structure.
Yeah, absolutely. And but he has direct connection to our Lord at every time.
And one of the beautiful things, Anita, is that the church teaches us that even the most inferior angels in the rank structure could defeat the most superior angels in the kingdom of darkness. And we see that Michael, archangel, rank number two, defeated Satan, rank number nine, seraphim. So we see that. Mm-hmm. So what's the second point?
Okay, the second point angels do for us, protect us from harm. Guardian angels generally protect us from both spiritual and physical harm, according to Thomas Aquinas. This belief is rooted in Scripture. For example, in Psalm 91, chapter 91, verses 11 to 12, it declares, "For he commands his angels with regard to you, to guard you wherever you go. With your hands they shall support you, lest you strike your foot against the stone." Yeah.
Yep. So again, if that's a psalm that our Lord Jesus Christ quoted against Satan in Matthew chapter 4 in the Mount of Temptation. And that's also an exorcism psalm. Psalm 91 is a Jewish exorcism psalm. And again, I hear the beautiful music.
Our beautiful Morenita Bella. La Morenita
Bella. Ora pro nobis. Prega por nosotros. Pray for us. We'll be right back.
Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Santa Ali, you hold us in your arms.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time, because that supports us year-round. And God bless you and your family.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
We're back. This is Jesus 911. Guess what? This is first responders. Every single one of us is working for Jesus, because all of us are called to be a first responder for souls. Every one of us is called as a Catholic to be on soul patrol. Today we're talking about the ministry of guardian angels and what they do for us And I'm working on my camera right now. Don't worry, I'm rebooting my computer. But we'll continue. What's point number three, Anita?
Okay,
the ministry of guardian angels.
The ministry of guardian angels. It's point number three is to strengthen us against temptation. Wow. Okay, that's what we need. Guardian angels do not just ward off evil; they also strengthen us so we can do it ourselves. As Saint Bernard says, as often, therefore, as most serious temptation is perceived to weigh upon you, an excessive trial is threatening. Call to your guard, your leader, your helper in your needs, in your tribulation. Cry to him and say, Lord, save us, we perish.
Now, that's an important thing because the point number three, they help us against temptation. Why is that so important? Because the very first way that a demon attacks us is what's called the ordinary activity of the diabolical is temptation. That's just what Father Gabriel Amorth calls our low-level attacks. And so that happens throughout the day. From the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed, you're receiving these low-level projections from demons. It's called just temptations. And it's just good to know that the guardian angel, that's exactly one of his main functions, is to protect us against temptation. Why? It's called angelic knowledge. They're projecting good thoughts into our mind. And they're projecting good images into our mind as the diabolical is doing the opposite. What's point number?
Yep.
Point number four, Anita.
Point number four, embolden us. Saint Bernard also says that with angels such as these at our side, we should have no fear. We should have the courage to live out our faith boldly and confront whatever life might throw our way. As he puts it, why should we fear under such guardians? Those who keep us in all our ways can neither be overcome nor be deceived, much less deceived. They are faithful. They are prudent. They are powerful. Why do we tremble?
That was point number five?
That's point number four. And it's so important that one emboldened us. And this helps us with evangelization. Our guardian angel prompts us to evangelize at certain times. And that's what they do to give us courage to do that. Because it's difficult to talk to someone that you know could possibly reject you. Because rejection is hard. Rejection is hard. And a lot of us don't want to be rejected. So I think our guardian angel knows this. So they give us that prompting to give us courage.
That's important because, come on, let's just be honest. It's not hard. It's not easy to be courageous in a pagan society like ours right now. It's easy just to compromise and give in.
Absolutely, it is.
And we need to be emboldened for Christ. We're not going to be here that long. Come on, I tell people I'm rounding third base, me and Terry Barber.
Me too.
the fact is, come on, let's end strong. And I mean, I'm not saying to be, you know, a knucklehead and to be, you know, to go out there and just to be, you know, breaking laws just for the sake of, you know, breaking laws. We have to respect the government. The government can obviously has power to impose secular laws. I get that. But there comes a point in time, remember, where sometimes they're going overboard, and we call that socialism or communism. And as Catholics and as Protestants, people of faith, we have to say, stop right here. That's why we need our guardian angels to embolden us and say, you know what? No more. You're going too far. And so that's the point. Guardian angels embolden us. They give us, they just percolate the graces that we received in confirmation and baptism, which is what we call fortitude. And let's pray also. Let's pray that, ask our guardian angels to ask our bishop's guardian angels and our pastor's guardian angels to embolden. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. Okay, what I'm going to do right now. This is the way you do it. Okay. Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My guardian angel, I'm asking you to ask Bishop Olmsted's guardian angel and all the guardian angels of every bishop in the United States to give them courage and fortitude. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That simple.
Yeah.
So how simple is that?
So what you do as a Catholic, this is the way you do it. You have to ask your guardian angel to speak to another person's guardian angel to minister to them. It's simple. You could do it in your own words. Okay?
Especially our kids.
Yeah.
You want them to protect our children and your grandchildren and your parents, or even when your children are out in a, you know, vacation, you want them protection because things can happen. So,
let's for the parents out there, let me do it very practical.
Yes, okay? Very practical.
Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You always start off praying with the sign of your faith because that wards off demons. They don't like the sign of the cross. Guardian angel, my guardian angel, can you please speak to my children's guardian angel and their spouses and their children? And can you light them and guard them and protect them and guide them this day? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Very simple.
There you go. Simple. And you can repeat the guardian angel prayer. It's right there. Okay, so now let's see.
Point number what? Six?
Point number five.
Oh, five.
Five. Those, let's see what our guardian angels can do for us.
By the way, thank you, guardian angel. He gave us the camera back. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, guardian angel.
It's good to see you all.
Yeah. Okay.
Intervene miraculously to save us from trouble. That's number five. Guardian angels not only guard, they also can save us when we are already in trouble. This is illustrated by the story of Peter in Acts 12, when an angel helps break the apostle out of prison. The story suggests that it is his own personal angel that has intervened.
Powerful.
You could see that on verse 15. Of course, we cannot count on such miracles, but it's an added comfort to know that they are possible. So even when you're in trouble, you call on your guardian angel, and that was everything. You're driving in the car, and all of a sudden their car cuts you off, and you pray to your guardian angel. And if you get in an accident,
pray to your guardian angel.
Guardian angel,
help me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think I need that. I think we're going to be optimistic. By the grace of God, all of us are going to die in a state of grace. Everybody listening, ourselves, and we'll get to heaven one day through purgatory. Okay. I think in heaven, the saints in heaven it's revealed to them. Remember at 6 years old, when this happened, you're going to get bit by a dog, and all of a sudden the dog's mouth closed, or somebody grabbed the dog by the cheek. And at the age of eight, you fell down and you on the bike and you're going to hit your head, but instead you hit your knee and not your head. We're going to see, I think, throughout the course of our life, the way angels intervened in so many instances in our life where we said, wow, I didn't know it was my guardian. Wow, I remember that. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's going to be 100 things.
I think one I can name for you
is
when you were going to the beat down car wash.
Oh, man.
And I think your guardian angel, of course, our Blessed Mother was definitely there. But I think she
she's always with angels.
She sent a legion of angels to protect you that day.
Yeah, that's one of many.
I don't know if all of you know that story, quick story. Jesse decided to tell the story.
I'll make it
just
in 30
really
seconds.
Yeah,
it was seconds. During the Rodney King riots. Yeah. I was still working for the LA Sheriff's Department, and I was driving to work. I got called into work. I was my day off. And as instead of going right on the freeway from where I lived back then in Sylmar, I ended up taking the road because I wanted to pass by the corner Osborne and Foothill to see where Rodney King had been arrested a few hours before, where everything went down. And when I got there, there was a mob, just like you see right now. I mean, about 200 young black Crips and Bloods. They were there with baseball bats and bricks, just like you see right now. And everybody was getting their cars smashed and beat up. And it was like a car wash. You're just driving 1 mile an hour and stuff, and a human wall just closed in on the cars. They assaulted everybody one at a time. They would open, like a checkpoint. It was like a gang member checkpoint. When I got there, I'm praying my rosary. I'm saying, man, this isn't good. I got my sheriff's uniform on underneath an LA Dodger windbreaker. My wife said, don't go to the street. Go straight to the freeway because I'm looking on television and there's a big mob right there down the street on Foothill and Osborne. Don't drive by there. Go straight on the freeway and go to work. I didn't listen. But I'm praying my rosary and stuff. And I get right there. So I'm the next person to get to the beat down car wash held by the Crips and Bloods. And guess what happened? They just looked at me and they said, hey, he's cool. He's cool, man. Let him go. He's cool. The brother's cool. I'm saying, what? Cool me? I'm like, then they opened up a human wall and I punched my El Camino. I took off. I looked back. They closed the human wall and they kept on beating people. Hundreds of people were taken to hospital emergency centers from that corner. I'm probably the only one that didn't get beat up. Why? Again, my guardian angel, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who's always there with angels, she intervened. Why? Because I wasn't dropping F-bombs or had Tourette syndrome and saying, oh, no, I'm about to get my butt kicked by 200 young black guys. I would have got killed. Not my butt kicked. I would have been killed. What happened? I took my rosary, and in faith, I was storming heaven with prayer, and she honored my prayer and sent angels to protect me. Again, I think every one of us is going to see in the panorama of our life when we're in heaven by the grace of God, we're going to see so many instances where angels protected us.
Yeah, I believe.
Because Mary sends them. Yeah, she sends them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can recall one time I was picking up my son Josh at Crespi High School
in Encino,
where he went to school. We were on the freeway. We were making a hairpin turn from the 101 freeway to the 405 going north.
Busiest freeway in the U.S.
And as we were making the hairpin turn, all of a sudden this truck rolled over. It was rolling. And then I believe my guardian angel grabbed the wheel and I swerved to the right, where I was able to avoid a major, it's probably a death. I believe that we would have died.
The car was rolling. It would have came
right
on top
of me. It was a truck. It was actually a truck. And the truck, my reaction was so quick, but I don't believe it was me. I believe it was our guardian angel, that I just turned the wheel so quick that the truck actually hit my car, but only it hit the rear view, the mirror, the side mirror, the driver's mirror, and broke it off completely. So that's how close. If I wouldn't have moved, that truck would have landed right on top of my son and I. We would have been
dead.
So I believe it was my guardian angel that said, and I just saw it to my left, and my hand just moved to the right of the wheel, and there you go. And I just sat there and I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, guardian angel. That's all I could say, because I was after, you know, everybody knows, if you've ever been in an accident, it's shocking. You're in a point of shock. And
That's one of many
in my life, but that's one. And
we've all got those stories. And in heaven, we're going to say, whoa, it was my guardian angel that Mary sent. Our Lady sent. Wow.
And
we don't realize it. You think that. Oh, I protected myself because I'm so strong and I do push-ups. No. Mary's got our back.
Yep.
She's sending these angels. They work for her. That's her army. That's her legion. And so it's just exciting to know that we have this divine protection sent by the King
beautiful.
And Queen.
It's beautiful. Our faith is so beautiful. The richness of the Catholic faith. And here comes Our Lady. Ora por nobis. La Morenita Bonita.
Ruega por nosotros.
Bea.
Pray for us, Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas. We're talking about the ministry of guardian angels, and we'll continue. Team Jesus right here. Team Mary.
Pray for us. So tenderly you hold us in your arms.
Join VMPR live on YouTube September 12, 2020 for our latest free conference, The Ultimate Challenge. This exclusive virtual event will feature a brand new talk from Jesse Romero, How Apologetics Brought Me Back to Faith, plus never-before-broadcast video presentations from Dr. Scott Hahn, Father Mitch Pacwa, and the late, great Father Benedict Groeschel. Go to vmpr.org to register now, and get ready to face the ultimate challenge.
Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
We're back. Virgin most powerful, pray for us. Virgo potens, ora pro nobis. We're talking about the ministry of guardian angels. Point number six, this guardian angels guard us from birth.
Yeah, and what do the church fathers say? Let's
What do they say, Anita?
The church fathers once debated whether guardian angels were assigned at birth or at baptism.
So there's no magisterial definition on it. So there's split camp.
Yeah, split camp. One camp, St. Jerome argued decisively for the former.
At birth, guardian angel at birth.
At birth, guardian angel birth. His basis was a map from Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Which is crucially important scriptural passage that supports the existence of guardian angels. In the verse, Jesus says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The reason that we get guardian angels at birth is that their aid is associated with our nature as rational beings, rather than belonging to the order of grace, according to Aquinas. And, you know, there's another
school of thought,
St. Anselm.
Another doctor of the church.
Great doctor of the church. And he says at conception, that's when your guardian angel is assigned to you. And I think to St. Jerome, because the mother already has a guardian angel assigned to her.
Makes sense.
Then it covers the baby. So there you go. So there's two thoughts and
of great church fathers.
Great church fathers. So, but it looks like in this article, the writer's leaning towards St. Jerome,
which is he argues,
and which is
for,
okay.
Yeah,
you know,
which
that's
he argues
okay.
for assigned
through Scripture.
Yeah, assigned
through
at
Jesus.
Birth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or Jesus says not to despise those of the little ones.
But bottom line is, we know that either at conception or at birth. A guardian angel is assigned to us.
Isn't that beautiful? That's just a beautiful, secure thought.
And again, if the other father of the church is right and it doesn't happen till birth, the baby in utero is still
protected
to the guardian angel's mother.
So it's so important, you mothers that are carrying a beautiful life inside you, to pray to your guardian angel for protection for you and your child.
Mm-hmm. Point number seven. Angels guard all of us, including unbelievers.
Wow, this is.
Yeah, I found this one
interesting.
This
is revealing. Yeah, absolutely.
This is the beauty of God. I mean, God, because
He loves. That's He shows His love for all human,
all the created order. You know, even on a natural level. So it says, this conclusion follows. Okay, Aquinas also makes this clear in explaining that God never leaves any of us, including sinners. As the great dogmatic theologian Ludwig Ott says, he says, quote, "According to the general teaching of the theologians, however, not only every baptized person, but every human being, including unbelievers, has his own special guardian angel from his birth." And in fact, Pope Benedict XVI, he also taught that guardian angels are, quote, "ministers of the divine care for every human being." Did you catch that? So the guardian angel is a minister of the divine care for every human being. And it only makes sense to me because everybody, even a non-baptized, is made in the image and likeness of God. What does that mean? God is pure intellect and pure will. So the human person has an intellect and a will. That's how we image God and how we're like God. And so on a natural order, we're all God's creation, so it only makes sense that God would to give us a guardian angel for divine care, because again, He's the creator, we're the creation, and we image him in terms of our intellect and will. So it makes sense to me.
Yeah, it also makes sense to me. I just think of those unbelievers. Do they not realize they have a guardian angel just waiting, sitting by, you know, waiting for them to call on them? And it's disheartening when you think about that. Very, very sad for them.
Yeah, let's not be like unbelievers. Let's make sure that we're calling on our guardian angel, you know,
and
morning
let's
and
share
evening.
That with them. Yeah. It doesn't hurt to share with them that there's a guardian angel for them too, even though they don't believe, because that may be the door to opening the door that will open their heart and their thoughts on the afterlife. And does God really exist?
And on the preternatural, like, wow, right. There is a world I can't see out there. God, angels, you know,
even for other religions. I don't know if Muslims believe they have a guardian angel.
Believe in angels. I don't know if they have belief.
Hindus or Buddhists.
They
or
believe in spirits.
Confucius.
I don't know about their own personal one. No,
that'd be interesting to find out. You know? Yeah.
So point number nine. God reminds us of point number eight. This is the ministry of guardian angels.
Yes, so he reminds us of the dignity of a person. This follows from all that has been said. It is particularly evident from Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, where Jesus instructs us not to despise. Oh, no, we did that one, I think.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, okay. Despise the little ones because they have angels watching over them. I'm particularly indebted to Protestant preacher John Piper for pointing this out.
That's what Steve Beale writes.
Yeah, that's what he writes.
Okay.
As St. Jerome puts it, quote, "The worth of souls is so great that from birth each one has an angel assigned to him for protection." Piper also emphasizes how the presence of guardian angels should lead us to a greater respect for our fellow Christians.
That makes sense.
Therefore, don't despise a simple, unimpressive disciple of Jesus. Let his angelic entourage remind you whose son he is.
I just want to say something, that anytime in the Bible where somebody is confronted by an angel, people fall down in fright. They fall down terrified on their face because they confuse angels. Angels are such majestic beings that in the scriptures, Old and New Testament, when people are confronted by an angel, they fall down on their face as though almost like a dead man. They think it's God. They think it's a theophany. They think it's God. The only person that you can pretty much say that didn't fall down on her face in the presence of an angel was the Blessed Virgin Mary. When the angel Gabriel appeared to her, she was having a conversation. Everybody else, they're like, whoa, this must be God. And they fall down in fear.
Yeah.
It goes to show that how prepared her soul was, full of grace, immaculately conceived, that in the presence of these gigantic, luminous, bright, strong beings called angels, she just was just sitting there like having a cup of coffee with Gabriel.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. If an angel appeared to me, I would drop almost dead. Okay. Point number nine. Guardian angels remind us of God's care for all. St. Thomas Aquinas explains how the angels operate in accordance with God's providential plan for all men. And it follows that these angels serve as a reminder of his care for us. So what does God plan for us? Two things, really. God wants us to be holy, and God wants us to be saved. So sanctification and salvation, that's what God wants. So the angels' care for us is always moving us towards holiness and always moving us to salvation, which is living in sanctifying grace.
Yep. Okay,
point
number 10. What do the angels do for us? It brings us closer to God. It follows from the above that guardian angels also aid in bringing us nearer to God. Even when God seems distant, just remember that the guardian angel assigned to you personally is at the same time beholding God directly, as a Catholic encyclopedia. You can look at their notes. Wow, isn't that? It's
the dryness. So the
you
angels
can't just imagine that
the angels are evangelizing
us, and then he has direct connection. Wow,
connected
deep.
To God.
That's very deep.
Connected to us, so he's pushing us, impelling us towards God. Come closer, come closer, come closer.
Yeah, and they're prompting us in different ways.
Closer. Father Ripperger has a great YouTube video. It's on the Guardian Angels. It's on YouTube. It's from us. You may want to take a look at that. and we're covering a lot of the same points. He goes through what the church teaches on the ministry of guardian angels. But remember, angels are also intercessors, and they bring our requests directly to God based on the words of Jesus. So they bring our needs directly mm-hmm. to God, and they bring us closer to God. So they're always evangelizing us. In other words, Father Ippogradian mentions this. All of a sudden, you get this good thought in your mind, like, oh, I should kiss my wife.
Thank you.
just a thought like that.
Want more of this?
Oh, an act of kindness, an act of charity. You don't realize where they come from. You think, oh, that comes because I'm such a good, virtuous person. No, it's your angel. This is called angelic projection. Angels are constantly projecting good thoughts, good images into your mind, and all of a sudden, that impels, because your intellect is receiving angelic projection, all of a sudden your will is now moved towards goodness. But by the same token, demons are also doing projection, evil thoughts, evil images. So they're trying to bend your will to do something evil. You don't believe me? Watch Black Lives Matter. Watch Antifa. They're unprotected spiritually because they live in mortal sin. They're receiving demonic projection. And chaos and anarchy and violence is what comes through their actions, because again, they're receiving all these projections from the diabolical, and they don't live in a state of grace, so they're unprotected.
And that's where spiritual warfare, because our guardian angels are telling us, stand firm, put your shield up, grab your armor, grab your weapon.
And they have a guardian angel, but they're not calling them.
They're not calling them. So
the guardian angel is like saying, call me, I want to help
call
you.
I want to help you.
They're not calling them. And so the guardian angels, hey, call me. I need you. Matthew 7:7, asking you. You have to ask. Call me. They're not asking. So the demons are just taking over these young kids in the streets.
Even, God doesn't force himself on us. And his ministers, the angels, don't force themselves on us.
Amen.
But they're available to us. We got to call on them. How much do we want? It's the act of the will.
That's right. Point number 12. This is a good one.
Okay.
Guardian angels move us also to do the good. As St. Thomas Aquinas says, quote, it is moreover manifest that as regards things to be done, human knowledge and affection can vary and fail from good in many ways. And so it was necessary that angels should be deputed for the guardianship of men in order to regulate them and move them to the good. In other words, angels prompt us to good works, according to St. Thomas Aquinas. I hear a lady coming over here. Virgo potens, ora pro nobis. Pray for us. Ruega por nosotros. We'll be right back. Pray for us. Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code BMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Pray for us.
Ruega por nosotros. Ora por nosotros. Jesus 911, Jess and Anita, Tobias and Sarah. If you like what you hear, then like us. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell so that you can be notified. And you can share this show with others. The article is called The 20 Things Guardian Angels Do For Us. It's on the show page of Virgin Most Powerful. We'll have it on our show page, Jesse Romero, right after the show. We'll put it up. But you can get it right now from Virgin Most Powerful in case we don't finish it. This is a well-documented article. And this is an article you can share with Protestants because most of this is not just Catholic, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas and the fathers of the church. Most of this comes from sacred scripture. So this is a good article that you can share with Protestants. They'll love it. They'll say, like, wow, this is powerful. We also got some good questions from the chat that I just want to answer right now. So one of the questions that we have is from Luis Marquez. How can we evangelize Protestants on the guardian angels, anything rooted in the Bible? Luis, all of this is rooted in scripture. Again, so the article is called The 20 Questions, The 20 Things Guardian Angels Do For Us. This is all based on scripture and also Catholic saints, but the scriptures are right there. So if you get this article, you can share this with a Protestant. They're going to agree 100% with this because this is rooted in scripture. Also, another question from Laura. So if you ask your guardian angel to speak to another guardian angel, does that leave you unprotected? No.
Absolutely not.
No. Because you're going to your guardian angel, okay? So your guardian angel, which you have authority to communicate with, you have a relationship with him because God has given him to you. So when you ask him, your guardian angel, to speak to another guardian angel, you're speaking to your children's guardian angel through your guardian angel, which you have a nexus with, you have a relationship with, because God has given him to you either at conception or at birth. The church hasn't really said. And so absolutely you're protected. Okay, let's
go on to, I think,
point number 13.
What the guardian angels can do for us. Let's see. Reinforce God's commands. According to Thomas Aquinas, one of the roles of our angelic guardians is helping us use our reason to pursue virtue. And particularly, he says, the angels help us in developing prudence by serving as God's universal instructor, passing on God's precepts.
Simple. Wow. So guardian angels help us in becoming holier.
Holy.
Virtue, moral excellence, the pursuit of just right living. That's what they're helping us. They want us to pursue a life of virtue. What's the opposite of virtue? Vice, sin, virtue, moral excellence, holiness. So that's what the guardian angels are trying to do. Because holiness leads what? To heaven. You got to be holy as my heavenly Father is holy, as our Lord Jesus Christ says.
So I like that word, moral excellence. It's just taking you to another level, not just be moral. Yeah, we have to be moral, absolutely, but we want to reach excellence.
Yeah, that's a good term. You're right. Okay, point number 14.
14. Illuminate the truth. Yeah. Angels propose intelligible truth to men through sensible things, according to Thomas Aquinas. Although he does not elaborate on this point, it is a basic teaching of the church that material world points to invisible spiritual realities. As St. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what he has made.
Illuminate the truth. Your intellect is what understands or embraces or accepts truth. Angels open up your understanding. A lot of people, for example, you want to darken your intellect? Drugs, the world of intoxication, alcoholism, world of intoxication, the occult, world of darkness. All those things darken the intellect. Guardian angels move you towards illumination of the intellect. They
toward
open
the light.
Up,
who's yeah. the light?
It's Christ.
Christ.
Christ. Truth yeah. is gospel. And so that's one of the ministries, is to help you not be...
You get those voila moments. Those are the illumination yeah, of truth.
The guardian angels take us from being low information to high information. So that's what they're doing. They're putting truth in your mind. Now, you can block the truth out mm-hmm. through just your hardness of heart and through your, you know, just the stubbornness. But that's what they're doing. They're projecting truth into the mind. Point number 15, what do angels do?
Angels strengthen our minds. A second way that angels enlighten us, Aquinas say, is by reinforcing our intellects, as he puts it. The human intellect is inferior, is strengthened by the action of the angelic intellect.
That's powerful.
Strengthening our minds.
Okay, so here we are. Say, like, there's angels right now. Anita's got a guardian angel. I have my guardian angel right now.
You know what? We called upon them before the show.
There's also a demon, too, but he's getting beat up because we don't pay attention to him. We're in a state of grace. So he's like sitting in the corner crying like a baby, okay, somewhere in the house. He's like, ooh, they're not listening to me.
You're elbowing him. You're guardian angels. Elbowing him. Get out of the
We're
way.
We're just shining him on. So the demon is just sitting in the corner, just crying like, I have no power in this house. I have no power. Now, our guardian angels are right here. As we're doing the show, guess what they're doing based on what Anita just said? It's called angelic projection. They're strengthening our minds with truth, with God's word, with the teachings of the Catholic faith. And we're accepting it because we're in a state of grace. We're right. receiving it, and we're accepting the angelic projection, the angelic knowledge, and it's strengthening our minds to be able to do the show. Yeah, that's the way it works.
You know what? That's why daily Mass is so important, because that's what's happening when you're at Mass, because you are bombarding with the illumination of God's Word, just entering your mind and your heart. So for a full hour at least... A daily Mass is a half hour, pretty much 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. But at least for 30 minutes to an hour, you know, you are just, it's just, you're absorbing the goodness and the illumination. And God's putting all things, oh, that's how I can, you know,
because there's angels inside the church, too. They're worshiping God with us.
And they're right beside us. If there's five people in Mass, there's actually ten people.
Five humans and five angels.
Five angels.
And so the angels right there, they're also helping you through the Mass, illuminate the truth, strengthen our minds, and also communicate through our imagination. Right. Let me share this one. 16. In addition to working through our senses and intellects, our guardian angels also influence through our imaginations, according to the great angelic doctor, St. Thomas of Aquinas. Mm-hmm. Example he gives us is the example of Joseph's dreams.
Yep.
Okay. Angels influence through our imagination. Joseph's dreams in the Old Testament and the New Testament, both of them. Mm-hmm.
And an example of this is also their mystics. Mystics, that's how they get to communicate through their imagination.
Yes, God speaks to them, or an angel speaks to them, and it's revealed to them. Mystic, it's being revealed to them. Divine things are being revealed to them. So, it might not be as something as obvious as a dream, it could also be more subtle. It means like a phantasm, like an image, or what could be defined as an image brought to the senses or the imagination. So again, angels communicate to us through our imagination, but the corollary is true. Demons also attack us and try to project stuff, filthy things, to our imagination as well. Number 17?
Number 17, they also influence our wills. Angels cannot directly move the will, but according to Thomas Aquinas, they can indirectly influence it through our senses and intellect, as stated above. This means that our guardian angels influence every part of our being for better, our senses, intellect, and will.
So, this is important because the opposite is also true. Demons cannot take over somebody's intellect or will. They can just try to influence it through your emotions, because they do have access to our emotions, passions, and disordered appetites. So they try to influence our intellect and will. They don't have access to it. They try to influence it through our emotions. Point number 18. Angels also aid us in our salvation. The ultimate goal of all guardian angels is to aid us in our salvation, according to St. Thomas of Aquinas, the angelic doctor. Here's what he says. Angels are sent to minister, and that efficaciously indeed, for those who shall receive the inheritance of salvation. If we consider the ultimate effect of their guardianship, which is the realizing of that inheritance. So St. Thomas is quoting here Hebrews 1:14, which states, are they not all ministering spirits sent to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, God gave us an angel to save our soul.
Right.
Point number 19.
Remind us of our ultimate goal. That's what our guardian angels do. Inspired by Christ's words in Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, St. Augustine suggests that guardian angels remind us that our ultimate goal is the beatific vision of God. He says, as then they see, so shall we also see, but not yet do we thus see. Wherefore, the apostles uses the word cited a little ago. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. This vision is reserved on the reward of our faith. And if it, the Apostle John also says, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, it also says, by the face of God, we are to understand his manifestation and not a part of the body similar to that which in which our bodies will call by that name. That's in the book City of God by St. Augustine.
So our ultimate goal, the guardian angel's ultimate goal, is to save us and to get us to heaven. That's the bottom line. Yes. And finally, the guardian angel's goal is never to leave us. Point number 20, we're done. Guardian angels assume their duties at our birth and maintain them up to our death. For St. Thomas says, for this is just an extension of the broader truth that we never completely leave God's care, even in sin and doubt. Now, it is evident that neither man nor anything at all is entirely withdrawn from the providence of God. For in as far as a thing participates being, so far is it subject to the providence that extends over all being. God indeed is said to forsake man according to the ordering of his providence, but only in so far as he allows man to suffer some defect of punishment or of fault. In like manner, it must be said that the angel guardian never forsakes a man entirely. And so their job is, their actual job ends when you get to your particular judgment.
You know, I like the way what Thomas Aquinas says, that the truth that we never completely leave God's care, even in sin and doubt. Because if we did, we'd be dropped dead.
Yeah.
If God left us, boom, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, there's even some mysterious divine providence. Even when we're in mortal sin, God is
still
the
there.
The guardian angel is still there trying to impel us to move back to God, back to a state of grace and stuff.
Right.
So we just basically finished. Remember the maxim that St. Father Ripperger talks about. He says, angels come where they are called, demons go where they're not resisted. You've been listening to Jess and Anita here, Jesus 911, a retired cop, a retired nurse, two lovers of Christ, lovers of Our Lady. And we just shared with you the 20 things guardian angels do for us. This will be posted on our website, the show page, and it's also posted on virginsmostpowerful.com. Anita?
Yep, you go on and take on the day. Remember, faith, family, and freedom.
Amen.
In Christ.
Up next, Gary Machuda, big guy, hands-on apologetics in the dojo, Midwest Command Center. We'll see you next time. Same Christ channel. Virgo potens, ora pro nobis. God bless you. Keep the faith.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.